We're going to talk about awkward exchanges because in the last week I have had two of them. And I need to ask you guys if I handled these properly. The first one happened about a week ago at my gym. I've been going to this gym for a long time. It's where we used to play basketball all the time. It's a great gym. A lot of great people. Very friendly people. I see Mark Cuban there twice a week. He seems to be in a very good mood these days, having sold the Mavericks.
Cashed in.
Yeah, having cashed in, and he doesn't have quite the pressure on him anymore, and he's retiring from Shark Tank. Every time I see him, he's really happy. Good for Mark.
Yeah.
So at this gym last week, I'm walking through it, and this guy comes up to me, and he says, "Hey, you're Miller from the ticket, right?" And I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I am."
Called you Miller.
Yeah, he called me Miller. Mm-hmm. He said, "You're Miller from the ticket, right?"
Great.
I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "Well, I moved to Austin about 10 years ago, but before I moved, I used to always listen to you guys, love the ticket." And I said, "Well, you know, you can still stream us." And he said, "Yeah, it's all right."
Gosh.
And walked
Let's
away.
Cut that back a little bit.
So he's thought you
No,
had
he's good.
It.
That's all right, man. I'm yeah. good.
Eh.
But I'm standing there, and I just stood there as he walked away, and I was kind of frozen, and I thought, but you just told me how much you love the ticket, and I told you how you can still consume it, and you said, "Yeah, that's all right."
Yeah, all right. I don't like ticket streaming.
That was then. This is now. I'm totally over you and your stupid station.
Yes,
I didn't know how to take that.
Well, I'm glad that's you guys right. started getting some of these, including you, Junior, because I think I lead the three of us in all these things.
Yeah, you do, for sure.
What that is.
Maybe if we change it to the Tickwood, he'll pick it back up.
Yeah, maybe.
You got, what awkward interaction have you ever had, George?
I'll get to it. Let Junior get a second one in.
Well, my second one doesn't have anything to do with work, so if it's ticket related, go ahead and tell us now.
Well, I told y'all that this was probably 15 years ago. No, it was longer than that because we hadn't moved yet. This was almost 20 years ago. We were doing, for some reason, we were taking out an insurance policy or something to where we had to take, like, give blood and fill out all this paperwork. And they had this guy come to our house. And in like 30 minutes, he not only told me how bad our station was and how bad I was, but how great this other talk show host was that he listened to every day. And if only I could be as good as that guy.
That's
Wait,
amazing.
So this guy,
I'm trusting him with my information and filling out all this paperwork. And
so this is like for life insurance stuff where they have to do the medical exam.
Yeah, I'm giving blood to this dude and he's going, "Yeah. Man, your station's just not that good." Yeah. And I said, "Yeah, that's not everyone's cup of tea, sure."
Yeah.
You know?
What is the mindset?
I can't imagine it being anyone's cup of tea, though.
By the way, can I have your social security number?
God.
Well, I don't know.
So he was kind of arrogant, too?
Oh, so
he had attitude?
Arrogant.
So what is the mindset of that person?
I don't know.
Like, I could never do that to another person.
And I just rode that one out. And I remember telling you guys about it. Why didn't you say something? And I said, "What am I supposed to say? He's got all my info. I don't want to tick him off."
Yeah, and he just puts it all out there online.
But we complained about it to that company, and he called us back and apologized.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, that's bold of you.
I made a comment earlier tonight.
I never complain. Like, I normally
don't either. I usually ride it out. And I told you guys also, at a family party, a friend of the family came up and basically ran the same play. "Oh, yeah, you're one of the ticket guys. Don't listen to it. Listen to so-and-so, so-and-so." Better show.
Better show.
Yeah.
Cool, dude. Check the ratings on it, but cool.
Dude, stop it.
Well, that's what I said.
No, you shouldn't be that way.
Well, I thought I was supposed to say something, so I said something.
Yeah.
Again,
I
don't understand the mindset of that person seeking you out to tell you that he doesn't like the job you do.
I don't know. I think it must have something to do with it. It's a public job, and they somehow disassociate you with
you're not
a human. You're a character in pop culture to them, and so they think that they're not really, like, you don't have feelings or anything like that.
Yeah, you're not a human. You're just a character on TV, or
I guess you can just go up and critique.
Is it
the character?
Kind of what we do with athletes in this job.
Well, no, because this is in front of the person. See, to me, that's the difference. I mean, I get that you can have opinions and not like the show, and you complain to your wife you don't like the ticket guy and you just saw him at a party or whatever. Like, I understand people doing that. I don't understand the going up to the person and dressing them down, in front of them and in front of people. And at a party, at a family party, or in the insurance guy's case, he's at your home. He's arriving as a part of his job to your job. And then critiquing your job in front of you and your wife and...
Then a couple shower.
Yeah.
Like, really?
That's totally uncalled for.
But I think you're right, Gordo. I think it is just a... Like, I'm sure Pete Delkus and Mike Ducey get that stuff all the time. I don't watch your weather forecast. Or I don't watch free-for-all. I'm a, Joe Trahan guy or whatever.
Right? So everyone should just be nice about other people's jobs. You know, I mean, if he arrived at... I don't know, if the insurance dude is going and taking the vitals of someone who works for, what's a company? ExxonMobil, let's say. And he has hot opinions about what ExxonMobil is in fossil fuels and all that. You don't share those there with that guy.
Right.
He works there. He's not there to take your complaints about some issue you've got in your head.
You know what, as it relates to our job, it's kind of like... Every summer at training camp when Jerry hosts the party for the media at Nobu, and everybody there, when talking to Jerry, or you're just kind of talking about life or light things, nobody seeks him out and says, you made a terrible mistake signing Zeke Elliott.
Some people say that's what's wrong with the world. Like, the niceness is what's wrong with the world. If we would confront people whenever we see them... about the change that we want to see in the world, that's how the world gets better.
The change we want to see in the Cowboys. We need to confront Jerry all the time.
You've got to confront them all the time. Every time you see them.
I've got another one that I'm going to have to tell at another time because it just happened this weekend and it's too long and it's too insulting.
Uh-oh. Once again, why are you always
here? I don't know why I attract them. I don't know. It's amazing. Wait till you hear this. It will infuriate you.
Wow, okay.
Is it because you're perceived as the nice guy, so they think, well, I'll go beat up on the nice guy?
Yeah, I can take him.
Yeah.
Little do they know that I've got a temper that I've really worked on over the years. I've gotten a lot better.
When Jubb snaps, he can rip your head off.
And this guy about got it. If you shoot that mother up in one more time.
Okay, I can't wait to hear that story. Boy, and mine is tame compared to yours.
Because
my guy that I ran into loved the ticket.
But it was still kind of mysterious, though. Yeah. Just kind of like, I wonder what why he won't stream us.
Yeah, so that left me puzzled. All right, the second story also left me a little puzzled. So this weekend, I took a quick trip up to New Mexico for a little mountain biking. And I took my mountain bike out on this big system of trails. And it's like probably 30 miles worth of trails. But it's city run. It's run by the city of Santa Fe. And so it's marked and, you're not too far removed. You're not 50 miles out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 70 degrees, low humidity. It was a pretty nice day. The sun was out. I wouldn't consider it warm. So I'm going to go out for a long, long ride. So I have two little water bottles, one that's on my bike and one that I put in my back pocket because I knew it was dry and you dehydrate more quickly in that low humidity setting. And so I was going to be prepared because there are no water fountains out there. You're just in the middle of the trees and the brush and all of that. So as I'm riding along, I see this hiker coming towards me. He's a guy with just shorts on and a shirt and no shirt. Enjoying the nice day, and he starts waving me down as I'm riding by. And my first inclination was to just wave back and keep going. But as you always do, I think men always do this, you kind of size up this guy. If you're going to be in this situation where it's just one-on-one and someone could potentially be jumping you, I didn't have anything of value other than my phone on me and my bike, I guess, and my life.
Yeah, there's that.
But you also
rank
always,
those in order of importance.
You always want to, yeah. You always want to size the guy up. If he's 6'8", 300 pounds, and looks like he can break me in half, then I may keep going. But I figured I could at least hold my own against this guy. So I stopped to see what the problem was. And he goes, "Do you have any water?" And I did the quick math in my head. I thought, well, I do have water, but I have
but it's for me.
I have enough to last me for this 3-hour ride, and there are no other water fountains out here, so if I give you my water, then what am I going to do? But trying to be a nice human being, I said, "Yes." And he said, "I've been out here for a long time. I didn't bring any water, and I'm really feeling it." And then I started doing the math. I was like, "Well, it's only 70. It's not 100 out here." And I said, "You don't look like you're in that bad a shape." Said that to myself.
So it seems suspicious almost.
It seemed a little suspicious.
Okay.
So then I take the little bottle out of my back pocket and I give it to him. And he goes, "I just want a couple sips." I said, "Okay." So he takes the bottle and he tosses it back and gulp, 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 gulp. It is not a
chugging contest.
It's a chug. It is not a couple of sips. And so I said, "Okay, okay."
Oh, you stopped it.
I stopped it.
As the guy is trying to get life-giving water in his body.
So I said, "Okay, okay." And then I said, "Where are you parked?" And then he said, "At that trailhead right over there."
So
he's probably a quarter mile from his car.
Unbelievable.
And then I said, "Well, that's enough." And I took the bottle back.
Dude, why are you such a jerk?
And he,
why are you doing that? Why are you taking?
And then, as I pedal away from him, I am having a conversation with myself out loud,
hating on yourself.
Yes, hating on myself, hoping he heard it. And as I pedal away, I'm saying to myself, "He's right at his car. Why did you give him water?" Now, what are you going to do for the next 2 hours out here? You're going to need water at some point, and I hope he heard that entire conversation.
Maybe he thought he was going to drop before he got to his car.
I mean, maybe, but he sounded a full voice. It wasn't like, "Can I have some water? I'm about to drop here."
AmITheJerk1310@gmail.com.
Why did you...
Yeah, you are a big jerk.
Why? So... The guy, did he have water in his car, or do you not know that?
I didn't stick around to find out. I was just too disgusted at that point.
Why didn't you confront him about it? Why didn't you say, "Hey, dude, if your car is right there..."
I should have.
This is a real curb kind of
thing. I'm just curious. Yes. I'm not trying to rag on you. I'm just confused.
At that point, and you're right, I probably should have done that, but at that point I was so mad at myself for stopping and now giving away almost this full bottle to this guy who chugged my water, that I just wanted to leave. I just wanted to get riding again and show him my disgust.
Did he mouth your water bottle, or did he just
gum it like a camel?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Bingo.
Gum it like a camel.
That was the other thing that... The rest of the ride, I didn't drink that water because I didn't know if he was sick or...
Backwashing.
Yeah, backwash.
You got Hep C around the ring.
Bingo. Bingo. So I could have just left it with him because I didn't use it the rest of the ride.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
But here I
think you did the right thing.
I was trying to be the good Samaritan.
Yeah, you're trying to be nice, but... I mean, we live in this crazy world to where... I think you had the right thought. This is kind of suspicious. Is this guy going to jump me?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you made the right call, but I can see
you made the right call, but this guy's... I mean, what are you going to do? You don't know how parched he is, and you didn't know how far the car was when you gave him the water, right? He told you afterwards.
Right.
Did you pinch his skin to see if he was dehydrated?
No.
Would that have been jerky to do that? To say, "Let me see if you're dehydrated." "Ah, you're fine, man. Just walk to your car."
I mean, he looked extremely healthy.
And he didn't have a scratch voice because he was like about to drop.
No, he was like probably 25, maybe 30. He wasn't 70. It was a mistake to stop. But yeah, I tried to do the right thing, but it ended up being a mistake.
I think you did.